down trees.
On Tuesday mornings, the Discovery Forest is full of young children sitting on pillows that look like tree stumps with their parents in a semicircle waiting to learn. Behind them, there's a large tree graphic on the wall and a slide where the kids can play. Sam Eubanks, the museum's natural sciences education specialist, leads Habitat Tuesdays.
So today we read a story called Plants Can't Sit Still, and they are doing leaf rubbing. So we've taped the leaf to the back of their piece of paper. They just color, and then the leaf reveals itself.
Leah Beck of Greenville brought her two children to Habitat Tuesday. She says she is excited for something science-based and educational for the kids.
I do like that they catered so much to the toddlers and just kind of teaching them at their level, because I think it's important for them to love education at a young age.
With more than 40 exhibits spread throughout the 6,000-square-foot museum, there's plenty for adults to do, too.
We've got our pirate exhibit, and this is all about the science behind piracy. So everything from how they stayed healthy to their weaponry to ropes and knots and their navigation.
That's Emily Jarvis. She's the head of the museum. We walk past a lifelike pirate ship display into a large exhibit room full of brightly lit diagrams, interactive screens, artifacts, and animal replicas.
As sea level rises, the shoreline slowly and systematically rises.
Behind the exhibit area is the Naturalist Center. It resembles a classroom and has everything from fossils to preserved bugs to sea creatures.
So this is a space that people can come and really engage and explore on a microscopic level all the different specimens we have in here.
In the center, you can use the micro eye, which works like a microscope, allowing small specimens to appear on a large screen.
My favorite thing is to have the kids, even adults, put their hand under that micro eye to look and see how clean or dirty their hands are. It is so much fun.
After observing things up close, we stop at the astronomy lab to gaze at things from very far away. Resembling a small movie theater, this room allows you to trek through the stars on four large connected monitors. The main event in this room is the Open Space Program, the only one like it in the United States, and the second in the world. Open Space is a software that lets you interact with data from telescopes to see images from space, and looks a little bit like Google Earth. You can simulate walking on the moon, taking a trip to the International Space Station, or visiting Mars. Brian Baker, the museum's astronomy education specialist, takes us to the edge of the visible universe.
And with this one, we start off from the front door of the museum, and we zoom all the way out, away from Greenville, away from North Carolina. We just leave the entire planet, there goes the moon, and pull all the way out from the solar system. And eventually we get so far away from the Earth and the Sun, we're in interstellar space.
Soon all you can see are bundles of light spots, which may seem like stars, but they're actually galaxies. We take one more step back and begin to see rainbow colors, which Baker explains is the first light emitted through the universe.
The whole history of the universe is right before us. And we can see all the way back to within a fraction of a second of the very beginning of the universe with all our cool telescopes.
Unlike the museum in Raleigh, this one highlights what makes Eastern North Carolina special: our wildlife, coastal environment, and of course, pirates. But you can also experience unfamiliar things, like space travel.
The whole point is about accessibility. We're hoping with this location, not only drawing people from the more rural areas, but also right down the street. We want to be accessible to those who maybe never would be able to get in a car and drive all the way to Raleigh for an experience like this.
The museum is open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Visitors are asked to wear a mask. To see pictures from my trip and to learn more about the museum, you can visit our website, publicradioeast.org. For Public Radio East, I'm Meredith Radford.